Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It's time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circles, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing towards needed supplies and equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. If you'd like to join me for a yin-inspired yoga practice, unroll your mat now. We'll begin in a few minutes. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Notice what's touching the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. And sink a little deeper into that support. Feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchoring you in, and feel the earth offering you nourishment and nurturing. You are here. The time is now. I continue my daily pulls from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit Oracle deck by Kim Kranz. And this morning, I pulled Lizard. Lizard is all about our dreams, our instincts, and our intuition. There's a big focus on the third eye. Lizards have an active third eye that they use to determine where to bask, how to regulate their temperature, and to alert them to predators from overhead. So they see without really seeing. And this card invites us to turn inward as well, and to see without seeing, to let our intuitions go, to allow ourselves to dream. It's also a deep connection to spirit. I found that a yin-inspired practice, slow and held, easy breath, really allows me to tap into my intuition on my yoga mat. And I invite you today to join me for a practice to tap into your own intuition, to get past all of the stimulus from the outside world, which can mess with hearing our inner voices, seeing our inner images. So if you're joining me, come onto your mat in a comfortable seated position. However you're sitting, sit tall, stacking your spine, and close your eyes, and bring your attention to your breath, and feel your breath flow gently up and down, rising up through the spine, flowing down through the spine. Slow your breath down without strain, allowing it to flow. Slowly up the spine. slowly down the spine. Feel the breath. Now bring your awareness to the space between your eyebrows, just above them, and just inside your skull. And just allow your attention to rest there. Open to seeing whatever is, allowing that to be. What's there? Is there color? Light, dark, shapes. Just notice what you see. I find it sometimes helps to look at my third eye, even though my eyes are closed. Just gently aiming the eyes toward the eyebrows and the center. Avoid any strain. More breaths. And now blink your eyes open. Walk your hands behind you just a little bit so you can lean onto your hands and unfold your legs. Extend them out, shake them out. Now bend your knees and bring your feet to the floor and drop your knees apart so the soles of your feet come together, arriving in butterfly. If you're straining, move your feet a little further away, and then hold on to your feet or ankles. Take an inhale, get a little taller through your spine, and as you exhale, hinge from your hips. Tilt your pelvis forward, bring your heart out over your toes. Breathe into that. If you start to strain in your low back, lift up, lengthen your spine. Keep your shoulders down your back. Relax your hips, allow your knees to fall open as far as is comfortable. If you can go a little bit deeper, you might rest your elbows on your shins. Let the weight of your body move your knees closer to the floor. Avoid strain. If you can go deeper still, you might move your hands to the floor in front of your feet and slide your elbows down to the floor in front of your shins. Anytime you encounter strain, back up. Watch the breath. and stay open to whatever comes up. Take another breath. And with an inhale, lift your heart. Bring your hands to the outsides of your knees and lift your knees to close them like a clamshell. Walk your hands behind you again, lean back, separate your feet about shoulder width apart, and make some windshield wiper movements with your knees from side to side to release the hips. Now slowly lift your knees and send your legs out into a straddle. It doesn't have to be wide. Bring your hands to either side of your hips, press into the floor, lift and shift your sitting bones back just a little bit. So you're sitting tall, pelvis neutral. Flex your feet and relax the backs of your heels onto the floor. If there's any strain in your low back, keep your hands slightly behind you and lift up through your heart. Otherwise, bring your hands to the floor in front of you. Inhale your spine a little taller, and as you exhale, gently tilt your pelvis forward and lead with your heart down toward the floor, walking your hands out a bit if that's appropriate. Come to that first place of sensation where you feel stretch without strain, and breathe into that. You may find that the pelvis tips forward a little bit more, lowering your heart closer to the floor. Continue to avoid strain. Take another breath. And as you inhale, lift your heart. Walk your hands behind you again, lean back slightly. One leg at a time, bend your knees and put your feet back on the floor. And then slowly make those windshield wiper movements again, releasing as you send the knees side to side. Lift the knees again, walk your feet in next to each other, and extend your legs straight out in front of you. Flex your feet, rest on the back of your heels. Wiggle your sitting bones back by pressing down into the floor, lifting and shifting. Again, your hands can stay slightly behind you to release any strain in your low back. Otherwise, sit tall. Walk your hands forward towards your feet, and with your next exhale, tilt your pelvis forward and lean your heart out over your knees. Stop at that first point of sensation. Breathe there. Forward folds in particular, turn attention inward. With your eyes closed, look towards your third eye. Just notice what's there now. Take an inhale, walk your hands in, lift up through your heart, walk your hands back a little bit, lean back just enough to release the pose. Now bend your knees and bring your feet to the floor and swing your feet around to come onto your hands and knees. And set up in table pose with your knees right underneath your hips. Your hands right underneath your shoulders, Spread your fingers. Reach forward through your crown and back through your tailbone. Reconnect with the flow of your breath. And as you take your next breath in, move your navel toward the floor. Bring your heart through your arms so your shoulders slide down. Lift your tailbone to the sky. And as you exhale, round your back. Press the middle of your back up as you drop your head and tailbone. And then inhale again. Move your navel toward the floor. Bring your heart forward. Exhale, dome your back. Drop your head and tailbone. And inhale the heart forward. And continue in this pattern. Moving with your breath, releasing through the low back, noticing how things feel there. Take another round. And after your exhale, lower your spine to neutral. And walk your hands forward toward the top of your mat. Spread your fingers. Curl your toes under. Tip your tailbone toward the sky. And as you take your next exhale, ease your way up into downward facing dog. If you desire, you can pedal your heels a few times by bending one knee and sinking down into the other heel. And then switching sides and going back and forth a few times. Now settle back into stillness. Step your right foot to the outside of your right hand. Come up onto your fingertips. Drop your hips and reach back through your left heel. Feeling into lizard pose. You can stay up on your fingertips or your palms. Or you can walk your hands forward and lower your elbows down. Putting them underneath your shoulders so the skeleton is supporting this. Allow the front of your hips to sink toward the floor. Another option is to drop your left knee so the back leg does not have quite the same length of lever working on the hip. Wherever you are with this pose, continue to breathe. Feel what's happening in the front of your left hip as well as in the right. Keep turning inward. Gazing softly at your third eye, noticing what arises. If you're on your forearms, lift your elbows, walk your hands back in underneath your shoulders. If you lowered your left knee, curl your left toes under and lift it. Now pressing into your hands, step back into downward facing dog. You can pedal your heels a little bit more here, allowing the backs of the legs to open. Still your down dog. Now step your left foot forward outside your left hand. Stack your knee over your heel. Come up on your fingertips if necessary, so the heart lifts slightly, and sink the hips down. Modify by lowering your right knee, flattening out that foot. Make sure you're resting on the top of the knee, not on the kneecap itself. And start to breathe into this. Feeling any stretch, particularly in the front of your right thigh, right hip. You can deepen from here by walking your hands forward until you can bend your elbows and put them down under your shoulders. Drop your left shoulder to the inside of your left knee. Feel your hips get heavy. Continue to watch your breath. Notice what comes up. The images in your third eye. Your inner voice speaking. Be here in lizard pose. If you're down on your forearms, lift your elbows, come back to your hands, and walk your hands in under your shoulders. If your right knee is down, curl the right toes under, lift your knee. Now press your hands into the floor and step back again into downward facing dog. Pedaling your heels side to side. Necessary for you. Take another breath. And lower your knees. Come down into child pose. Walk your knees out a little bit wider. Bring your big toes together and lower your hips to your heels, forehead down. Breathe into that. And very slowly begin to walk your hands towards your knees, lift your upper body, and slide your hips over to one side of your feet so you can swing your legs around. Lean back onto your hands and shake your legs out in front of you. Now bend your knees, put your feet on the floor, and roll yourself slowly down onto your back. Keep your feet down and separate them about mat width apart. Gently roll your knees from side to side, making those windshield wiper movements again. Feel that release across your low back, sacrum. Now Lift both knees up. Walk your feet in to hip width and draw your right knee into your chest. Extend your left leg out. Keep your left hand on your right knee and open your right arm out to the right side. Relax the right shoulder blade into the floor. And as you take your next exhale, use your left hand to guide your right knee over to the left. As your right hip starts to come up, lift it and stack it on top of the left. Feel the opening down the right side as you separate your shoulder and hip. Your head can turn to the right, so you're gazing down your right arm, coming into your supine twist. The weight of your left hand helps to move the right knee toward the ground on the left side, perhaps bringing that hip over the left hip a little bit more. Breathe into that. As you take your next breath in, bring your knee back to center. Draw your left knee up now to meet the right. Hold both knees and rock a little bit. Keep holding your left knee. Set your right foot down and extend your right leg out. Keep your right hand on your knee. Open your left arm out to the left side and anchor your left shoulder blade. On your next exhale, guide your knee across your body to the right. Use your right hand to gently guide your knee toward the floor so that your left hip comes up over the right hip and you're resting on the outside of your right hip and thigh. Keep dropping your left shoulder blade down, opening up through that side. And if it's appropriate, turn your head to the left so you're gazing out over your arm. Breathe into your twist. Slow deep breaths. As you take your next breath in, bring your knee back to center. Draw the right knee up to meet the left. Hold both knees and rock a little bit from side to side. And now release your feet down to the floor. And gently slide your legs out, flattening. Relax your hips so that your toes splay away from each other. Move your arms a little bit away from your sides. Turn your palms up and relax your shoulders. Align your head and neck with your upper back. Relax your jaw so your tongue gets heavy in your mouth. And close your eyes, softening the skin around your eyes. And without opening your eyes, gently direct your gaze to your third eye. Feel your breath flow in and out. settle the breath back to its natural rhythm. And watching what you see behind your eyelids. Take as much time as you desire to simply be here. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.